This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Okay, good morning. Thanks for staying with us. Now, we have seen the former education minister, Dr. Mazli Malik, offer his services to the government to help improve the learning from home experience. He's saying that the government should take all the help he can get to improve that experience.
Yeah, he's also calling for a National Education Action Council to be set up, comprising of government MPs, the opposition experts from the field. The Simpang Renggam MP has also been vocal about issues surrounding the current academic crisis as students and teachers struggle with internet reach, device ownership, and effective study material.
So he joins us this morning to talk about the plans he has lined up to assist the government. Dr. Mazli, thanks for joining us today. Now, one of your ideas came to fruition in the form of D-Date TV. What are your thoughts on this much-awaited channel?
Thank you, BFM, and good morning to everybody. I think it's not only about the channel. The channel is one thing, but the content is another thing. And the quality of the content is the utmost priority that we must have. And at this moment, I think, you know, there's an uproar in the social media, people talking about the quality of the contents that have been presented to the public. And I don't blame the teachers, like many of the netizens are trying to put the blame on the teachers. I think it's all about the production, how it was produced, and, you know, a chunk of money that been spent, taxpayers' money to develop the contents. I think they should spend more in getting professionals and good quality production house to produce the contents rather than paying the private channel hours that like what they're doing now.
And you're calling for a National Education Action Council to be set up to solve the ongoing academic crisis. Do you think the government will be receptive to such an idea?
No, not at all. It's not the first time I brought this idea. I brought this idea numerous times in the parliament and they never responded to the idea. And luckily, now the media started picking up that idea and brought it to the public. And I hope the government will start listening to that idea and start to ponder the future of our education.
Do you think it's because we've never been bipartisan? And perhaps when you were minister, were you bipartisan in your approach in tackling education issues?
We engage with everybody. You can ask the NUTP, you can ask a lot of other stakeholders, the NGOs, and even the students. And I think, I'm not sure whether the media covered all those events, but yes, you can ask them. Don't ask me.
Dr. Mazli, I mean, your time in the government and you've seen education, the whole sector from a holistic perspective. If you could summarize the three things that you could do to help, that all of us could do to help the local education sector, what will those three things be?
Number one, education is everybody's responsibility. We should work collaboratively with everybody. Engagement is rather important. And number two, education is for all. You know, we must never let anybody left behind when it comes to education. And number three, nobody should work in silo. Education is not only the responsibility of the Ministry of Education, but rather the responsibility of every single individual in this our beloved country.
Yeah, Dr. Mazli, those are very big ideas and not much granularity to it. When your time as Education Minister, you did set up a National Education Advisory Council. What were the detailed granular plans that you had? Again, top three things to make it happen.
Okay, number one, I think it's not only the council, but also we have set up the Jabatan Kuasa Kajian Dasar Pendidikan Kebangsaan, a group, a committee to look into our national education system. We're trying to improve it. So what they have done, number one, they have laid out a new education model that should be implemented by the year 2021. But, you know, the rest is history. And number two, we're trying to look back at the teaching quality of the teachers training. And we also propose for the grandeur idea of scholarly teachers, because we believe that teachers is the heart of education. And number three, we're trying to put our education at the highest benchmark as possible at the global level.
And I want to bring this question back to the current crisis, though, because, you know, as we know, most children are at home. They are not actually studying or going to school. So what are some of the short-term solutions you're proposing to overcome the issues brought upon by the COVID-19 pandemic?
I'm not sure whether you're aware of the 12 points that I proposed a couple of days ago to the government, and also to the Minister of Education and also to the Prime Minister himself, in which the gist of the proposal is education is not a sole responsibility, or education is not only the responsibility of the Minister of Education. A lot of other ministries, government agencies, and also state governments must get involved. We are in unprecedented situation. So a non-conventional approach should be taken in order to put our education in order, because education today will determine the future of the nation tomorrow. What we are doing today will determine the future of the nation in the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years ahead. So this is where I think all ministries, for example, KPKT, KPLB, Kementerian Pembangunan Wanita and Kuaga, Kementerian Komunikasi should get involved. State government should get involved. And agencies like Jabatan Orang Asli, like Felda, like MARA, everybody should get involved in setting up the education in infrastructure and infrastructure for the children. At the moment, what we can see is everything has been put on the shoulder of the Minister of Education. And surprisingly, not the ministry itself does not have a clear working plan with the Ministry of Higher Education, in which during my tenure, both ministries were under one roof. And this is totally wrong. A very classical example, you look at SPM's candidates now, you can see a lot of uproars from them.
So I get your point. But really, I just want to go back to Xiaoning's point about short-term solutions, right? We talk about the structures, all great, but let's just talk about execution. We are seeing that actually private individuals and people who are prolific like Abid Liu can get stuff doing. They can deploy the laptops and digital devices done. So what are we doing to execute? Because that's what is one of the biggest challenges we have now to deal with the issues now.
It's not only about gadgets. It's not only about the technology. Those are the enablers. But the major important thing is the way of learning. It's very unfortunate now people are focusing only on online learning, and they did not pay attention to other means to help those children who are at the moment rotting inside their houses. You know, I did mention that blanket decision should not be used at the first place. Decision made by Putrajaya might not be suitable with those who are living in Baram, those who are living in Curug Tokkun, those who are living in rural places. So empowerment of the PPD, of the district educational office, is rather important. Empowerment of the schools and PIBG to decide whether to close or to open schools is rather important. And the participation then and the cooperation of government agencies at the state level, at the district level, not only those under the Ministry of Education, is rather pertinent. I mean, they everybody need to get involved. All the Ketua Kampung, this is what we have done in Simpang Renggam. We try to empower, despite being an opposition, but you know, we try to make use as much as possible our former Ketua Kampung, Ketua Masyarakat, to get involved in helping those children. And mind you, reading campaign that we have launched 2 years ago, it should be enhanced. It should be done more seriously at this time of moment, because, you know, reading is a very basic, primitive way of learning, but it is useful at any time and very sustainable. But unfortunately, we haven't heard of the reading campaign being done. And learning is not all about using gadget and online learning at this moment.
Okay,
we need to be more creative.
Yeah, so Dr. Mazli,
like what I'm doing with my Untuk Malaysia initiative, we know that there are a group of children who have been left behind, although they're at standard one now or standard two, but a lot of them, especially those coming from the B40 families, are not able to read, write, counting, and having all those basic values in learning. So this is where we try to deploy our volunteers to help those children at the moment. I think you're aware of the Untuk Malaysia initiative.
Dr. Mazli, just one question though, and I think we haven't really discussed this, and that's the role that the parents are going to play as children are stuck at home. Now, I noticed there's a gap in terms of reaching out to them because they're honestly going to be the teachers for the moment. What do you think can be done in that aspect?
This is where I mentioned earlier, where is Kementerian Wanita and Pembangunan Keluarga? You know, when you talk about Minister of Education, normally their authority is limited within the schools. But now, since we are in an unprecedented situation, we need collaboration. Where is Kementerian Pembangunan Wanita? Where is KKMM? And, you know, there is no collaborated effort by this ministry. We're talking about family. Yes, not all family are educated enough to educate their children, to be honest with you. And not all parents are educated enough to spend time to teach their children. But definitely, I've mentioned this 2 weeks ago in one of my statements, that the very first school for the children should be their own home.
Okay.
But again, just like I mentioned, not every parents have their ample time to be spent with their children, and not all of them educated enough to educate their children.
Okay, Dr. Mazli. Okay, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you so much for your thoughts. That was Dr. Mazli Malik, the former education minister and MP for Sembang Renggam. Views?
A lot to be done, sadly, for the children who are stuck at home, right? They are paying the price of all this. If there's no policy, no simple solutions, what hope do we have for these children?
I get the point. It's complicated. It's just not an MOE solution. It has to be cross-party, cross-solutions.
Bipartisan.
Bipartisan, for sure, and even cross-ministry, even going down to the state, involving parents and so on. It's a multi-stakeholder solution, but we have short-term problems. We need short-term actions now.
Yeah, because kids are not going to school, and to be honest, not all parents have the time or the capacity to actually help their children to get some learning done. So what's going to happen in the meantime? 1 year has passed. We are 1 year into the pandemic.
Okay, Sound 59. We'll come back after this with the 8 o'clock news. And then after that, Wong Xiaoning will come back with Bank Islam, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.